Joining me now is Monterey Lady Wildcats softball head coach Brad Swofford. Coach, how have you felt about how your team's played these last couple of weeks heading into the postseason?
Well, our defense has continued to be our strong point. The offense, we were slumping for a little bit there a while back, a couple weeks ago, and we had a real good breakout game against Cumberland County. And we got the job done when we needed to, got the hits where we needed them, and against Van Buren. So our offense has picked up a little bit. So I think that's a good sign going right into the postseason.
Do you believe that this team is peaking at the right time? I know a lot of coaches kind of talk about that, about how you want to be good throughout the year, but if you have to pick a time when you want to play your best ball, you obviously want to do it near the end of the year when you start getting into the playoffs.
I hope so. That's what I'm hoping, is that we're, you know, that we're hitting, we're getting those good timely hits with the runners in scoring position. You know, that's all you can ask for, is to peak at the right time. And we definitely had a good week last week. I just hope it can carry on Friday and through next week. I hope so.
You mentioned the improvements at the plate. What do you think led to the improvements? Do you think it's just approach? Do you think it's just mentally your team's kind of in a better rhythm now? What do you think the key to that improvement is?
I think a little bit of both. We got some hardworking players who put in a lot of time on their own. And mentally, I mean, you get – you know, sometimes hits can be contagious, like at Crossville or against Cumberland County. We went through all the lineup, and everybody got a base hit and right at the top of the sixth. So, you know, it can be contagious sometimes, and that goes with mental. So I think it's a combination of things.
How much of a good sign is it that your defense, because we talked about that a few weeks ago, that your defense was one thing that you were really pleased with. How much of a good sign is that, that in this time of the year when maybe players start to kind of get a little complacent, you know, you kind of get used to being out there every single day. How much of a good sign is that, that your players haven't really done that? They've stayed consistent. The defense has still been good, especially heading into the most important time of the season.
Well, it's kept us – defense and pitching has kept us in nearly in every game that we've played. You know, we've only got – we got run ruled by Upperman early in the year. We had a bad game against Smith a couple weeks ago that turned into kind of a run rule in the top of the sixth. Other than that, we've been, it has made us competitive in every game. So anytime that you can play good defense and pitch well, you know, even if the hitting kind of falters here and there, you're going to be in games. So that's, it's, should keep put us in any game that we're in.
Coach, when you look around this district right now, obviously district tournament play starts up real, real soon. What are some things that are going to be important for this team if you want to make a deep playoff run this year?
Well, the 1 and 2 teams are Gordonsville and Drysdale. And we've... when we played them in the regular season, both those teams, we left a lot of runners on base. So we've got to, like I said earlier, we've got to get those timely hits, get those, drive in those runs, those runners that are on second, third, we got to get them in. You know, if Gordonsville pitcher, she walks the bases low, we've got to get a big hit. We got to make her pay for it. And, you know, same thing with Trials, that we get runners on, we've got to capitalize. If we can do that, I think we got a good shot because we played those teams, you know, very well this year. Just came up a little short.